A friend of mine works for Delaware North, the Yosemite concessionaire that's in the middle of the recent name controversy. He offered an explanation of how the company came to own the rights to those famous names, and that, instead of it being a theft of the rights of the people, it was a far-sighted move that protects a rare treasure for the people. The company took this action around the time that the Internet was being born. The Internet, as we all know, has changed the world, and it changed how we look at intellectual items, such as the worth of a name. Creators of all types of intellectual property, such as musicians, writers, and photographers, suddenly saw their property lose its value thanks to the Internet. A good example is photography. Before the Internet, photos were sold to publishers on an individual basis. It involved a physical item, a slide or a print, that had to be marketed, packaged, and individually handled before it had any commercial value. A photographer could make a good living from his expertise in creating and marketing good photography, but the Internet changed how photos were marketed. They became electronic files that could easily be downloaded and transferred between viewers. The end result has been an extreme loss of value. Photos that would have sold for thousands now sell for pennies on the dollar, and few can make any kind of living from editorial photography. Those few who can protect their work with copyright, which makes it a crime to copy their photos without permission. Trademark protects names pretty much the same way that copyright protects works of art. Long before it became an issue, Delaware North had the foresight to see the value of those names, and they took steps to protect them, so they would not be used in ways that would confuse consumers or desecrate the value of the original items. Just imagine how a string of Ahwahnee lodges would have affected the impact of the name of the original Yosemite Hotel. It could have happened. When, in the normal course of business, Delaware North lost the bid to manage Yosemite properties, my friend says the company added the names to their list of things that they owned that had value. And things like, you know, linens, the signs, the silverware, the stock in the gift shop. And they put a value on all of it. All that remains is to negotiate a fair price with the Park Service. When you put things this way, it doesn't seem quite so outrageous to buy and sell those names, now does it? I'm Len Wilcox. That's the Western View for Magnet West.